From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, February 17th. Coming up, we'll hear about priorities for LGBTQ plus advocates in Illinois as Governor J.B. Pritzker is set to deliver his State of the State and budget addresses today. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. We're waking up to bitter cold temperatures this morning. Temperatures are below zero across much of Illinois right now, including 3 degrees below zero at Willard Airport south of Champaign as of 6 o'clock this morning. Winds are light this morning, but wind chill readings still at dangerous levels, currently 10 below at Willard. Road conditions have improved since yesterday. The Illinois Department of Transportation says interstate highways in Champaign County are mostly clear, but secondary roads are still at least partly snow and ice covered. We'll have your full forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard shortly. Democrats and Republicans are staking out their usual positions on state spending ahead of Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget address today. Illinois' House Republican leader this week repeated his call for the governor to reveal a list of possible cuts to government spending he said his agency heads completed a year and a half ago. To date, that document has still not come to light. But House Majority Leader Greg Harris, a chief Democratic budget negotiator, says Republican clamoring for budget cuts is disingenuous.
People love to say cut the fat. They never give you a list of where the fat is. And when you talk to them about their school district or their local college, they clutch their chest and say, no, that's sacrosanct. Everyone wants to sacrifice something elsewhere. No one wants to take any of this responsibility themselves.
The scant details the governor has released ahead of his budget speech show no such cuts. Pritzker says he wants to hold the line on most state spending next year. You can hear the governor's speech today at noon on WILL AM 580 or on your smart speaker. Illinois has some of the highest potential in the country for reducing its nitrogen pollution. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, a new study from the University of Vermont shows much of the Midwestern region could do so without affecting crop yields.
Nitrogen is essential for plant growth, but it also contributes to environmental degradation, including reduced air and water quality. This study looked at nitrogen pollution hotspots around the country and then took into account social, economic, and agronomic factors that could make nitrogen reduction more feasible. Meredith Niles co-authored the study and says she hopes this helps improve nitrogen reduction programs.
I was especially motivated to look at this topic because we already have some of those programs and yet they don't seem to really be moving the needle on what we need in terms of improving our environmental output.
The top states to tackle farm nitrogen, according to the study, are Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
The University of Illinois reported 51 new cases of COVID-19 from tests conducted on Monday. The campus's 7-day positivity rate of 0.46% is down slightly from this time last week. And about 24% of Champaign County's vaccine-eligible population has received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. About 7% of the eligible population has been fully vaccinated. Still to come, President Joe Biden has already rolled back multiple federal policies that adversely affected LGBTQ plus people under former President Donald Trump. We'll learn what advocates are now fighting for here in Illinois. That's next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. In his first weeks in office, President Joe Biden has rolled back multiple federal policies that negatively affected LGBTQ plus people under former President Donald Trump. But in Illinois, policy advocates say there are still more battles to be fought. Christine Hatfield explains.
Mike Zieri is the Director of Public Policy with Equality Illinois. He's been with the group since 2015, just after same-sex marriage became legal nationwide. He says some legislators and advocates at the time asked him what was left to fight for. His answer? A lot.
No way were we done in 2015. And in no way are we done in 2021.
Illinois has continued to pass LGBTQ plus affirming legislation since. In 2019, for example, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill requiring public schools to teach LGBTQ plus history. And two LGBTQ plus bills have already been introduced in this year's General Assembly session. One bill would make it easier for transgender and intersex people to change the gender on their birth certificate. The current law requires a statement from a healthcare professional. The version proposed in the State House right now would remove that requirement altogether. Lars Avis, a trans man who's the secretary for Peoria Proud, says the bill would have made his transition easier. He says the bill is a matter of safety, especially for people who haven't been able to get their gender marker changed.
That could be concerning if you're applying to jobs you don't necessarily want to out yourself just by applying to a job.
Avis says the bill makes the process more inclusive and accessible.
I don't think there needs to be any prerequisites like that, just you saying, yes, this is me, and this is what I want my birth certificate to be changed to.
Democratic lawmakers in the State House and Senate also reintroduced the REACH Act this month. It would require age-appropriate sex education in Illinois public schools. The bill calls for instruction that's inclusive of, quote, people of diverse sexual orientations, gender identities, and gender expressions. Mike Zieri says the bill's been a top priority since last year's session.
In Illinois, only 10% of LGBTQ students receive any kind of LGBTQ inclusive sex ed. And we want to change that.
And Avis says he thinks everyone should be able to have a chance to learn about those topics in a classroom setting.
We were never really taught about what it means to be LGBTQ. I mainly learned that from my friends and people I knew in the community itself.
Meanwhile, the General Assembly's horizons continue to expand. The state Senate welcomed its first openly gay member when Michael Simmons was sworn in earlier this month to replace Heather Staines. State Representative Kelly Cassidy was also in the running for that state Senate seat. She's also a part of the General Assembly's LGBTQ plus caucus. She says while that group has become fairly representative, outreach is still a vital part of their work.
We have to always be reaching out and making sure that beyond our district to our larger queer community statewide, that we are not just representing our districts, but all of the folks who look to us statewide to make sure that we're hearing their voices.
And she says there's plenty more legislation to come, even with the progress that's been made.
That leaves a lot of space for folks who don't have the organized institutional voices of the larger queer groups in need still.
As for Equality Illinois' Mike Zieri, he says it's important that, on the whole, Illinois keeps moving forward.
We are a state that has a strong tradition of equality and justice and equity. We don't always get it right as a state, but we keep working towards those goals.
I'm Christine Hatfield.
You can read about more policy priorities for LGBTQ plus people right now, both in and outside of the General Assembly, at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 18 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Dana Cronin, Jose Cepeda, and Christine Hatfield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.